AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Filling in today for Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, who is on maternity leave at the White House, is Secretary of State Marco Rubio. He says the move to get ships to pass through safely in the Strait of Hormuz is defensive.
What that means is very simple. There's no shooting unless we're shot at first. Okay, we're not attacking them. We're not. But if they're attacking us or they're attacking a ship, you need to respond to that. You're not going to let some fast boat come up on a ship and shoot it up. We're going to respond to it, and we've been successful at it.
Some ships have made it through. Rubio says the strait needs to be opened by Iran.
They're trying to make this some new normal. Okay, under no circumstances can we ever allow them to normalize the fact that they get to blow up commercial ships and put mines in the water. So the response to that is we're going to blockade your ships.
President Trump says Iran must make a deal.
Now they're trying to survive, and they won't be successful unless they make a deal. Oh, if they don't make a deal, they won't be successful. It'll go very quickly and methodically. Believe me, it'll be very easy.
A proposed UN resolution threatens Iran with sanctions or other measures if it doesn't halt attacks on ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Police in Texas say a man shot five people. Two of them are dead at a shopping mall near Dallas. Police say it wasn't a random act of gunfire. The victims knew the attacker. The suspect ran away, but was later arrested. The Trump administration filed a lawsuit against Denver and its police department, seeking to strike down an assault weapons ban that's been in place in Colorado's largest city since 1989. The man accused of throwing a Molotov cocktail at the San Francisco home of OpenAI CEO Sam Altman pleaded not guilty to charges of attempted murder, attempted arson, and other charges. Russian drone and missile strikes killed at least 22 people hours before Kyiv was due to enact a ceasefire and 3 days before Moscow promised its own ceasefire. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Are school cell phone bans effective?
A large study on the effectiveness of school cell phone bans has found mixed results. Teachers report fewer distractions when students lock phones away, but there's little evidence of improved academic achievement or behavior. The study, published by the National Bureau of Economic Research, compiled data from about 4,600 schools. The data shows that phone usage drops significantly with bans, but discipline issues initially rise before improving. Academic gains have been minimal. Researchers emphasize patience and persistence. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Taiwanese town of Fenglin has embraced its slow pace of life, using snail races to celebrate a focus on sustainability and community. The initiative aims to boost tourism after a 2024 earthquake impacted travel in the area. Snails are one way to bring tourists back, even if it is slowly. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.